You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Matt Collins is a real wordsmith. He is, yeah. You can't just look at it forever. At some point,
yeah, you got to move on.
You got to hit the handle.
Yeah,
I mean, it might be impressive.
Flush it home, sure.
It might be impressive. It might be a disaster in there.
Either way,
you'll look at it.
Both ends of the spectrum. Yeah,
but at some point, the handle's got to get hit.
Yeah,
I'm still fair. I'm still frustrated. They won't. He wasn't a Patriots Monday and or Friday. No disrespect to any of our Patriots.
Love the
Monday
guys
and
we
Friday
have.
Guys. No, we love them a
excellent
lot.
Excellent contributions.
Really good stuff.
But yeah, we did request Matt Collins at the beginning of the season. And we're like, listen, we don't even need to talk about football with him. The guy has
clearly,
a lot to say.
Clearly, when you asked him about
football,
him
he's
got the
game.
Of course that I see that.
Shirtless and shoeless. You can't go in any stores like that.
I'll
tell you that much. There's a sign pretty clearly out there.
No service.
No, so you're not going to get any service.
Yeah, no.
I guess that's true. Yeah. But he was able to go into the building and catch a few passes that day. But yeah, the barefoot thing still, it's nothing new with him. But like, I don't even like running out of the house to the trash can barefoot. Like, I can't be barefoot very long at all.
Wait, in the winter you mean, or even in the summer?
Anytime.
Oh,
I gotta put on something.
I'd have no problem doing that in the summer. I basically do. I run around in flip-flops. I'm basically barefoot.
See, I don't even wear flip-flops.
But in the winter, that's the wild man behavior is what that
that's
is.
That's what Mac Hollins is doing.
Yeah. Shirtless. Although, you got abs like that.
Oh, yeah.
8-pack, 10-pack?
I wouldn't even own shirts.
Why would you wear a shirt?
I'd have no shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I love me some Mac Hollins. And I do think the Patriots have to move on from that loss.
They do.
The question is, can they do it? Now, they did it after the Raiders loss.
They are 2-0 after losses this year.
They did it after the Pittsburgh loss. Can they move on from this? Can they put it in the rearview mirror?
Yes.
And look, Vrabel was sniping at McDaniels after the first loss of the year against the Raiders. But I would say more sniping this late in the year after a 10-game win streak. Like, after the first game of the year, the offensive coordinator that you didn't choose – you go, is there too much on Drake's plate? You're like, maybe.
Yeah.
You want to snipe at the OC then? That makes sense. Mm-hmm. You just won 10 games in a row, and you can't help yourself from sniping at the offensive coordinator? It doesn't make me feel great about the team flushing it.
Well, I mean, they're all going to be very motivated to see how they bounce back, right? The offense, and if it's like a friendly competition, perhaps, between the two, see who's better the next game, because I feel like even though you and I look at the defense more so in the loss to Buffalo than the offense isn't off the hook with the performance they had in the second half. But, all right, how does that play out the rest of the way? Because this has been, I think, a pretty even matchup throughout the year when we'd be like, all right, which side of the ball do you feel better about? And I think the offense has had the lead. But when Milton Williams was out there, the defense had a pretty good case, right? When they were fully healthy, right, after the first three games, you got Gonzo back. And prior to the Milton Williams injury, and I know Spillane was out last week, when you had all those guys, you're like, I don't know, like the defense is pretty good, but the red zone issues have been there. But you can make the same argument for the offense in the red zone. They kind of mirror each other in that regard. But yeah, like these final three games, like which side of the ball is going to be better?
Nick just told me an update in my ear.
Ooh, update? You don't want to share it with the whole class,
well,
Nick?
Well, you were talking, so I didn't want to cut you off. But no, Schefter, about a minute ago, the Dolphins are benching Tua for Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers?
Okay, so that game.
So the Pats just won the division.
Any concerns about you're going to finish with Brady Cook and Quinn Ewers in week 17 and 18? Are those both home games?
No.
Is the Jets game out on the road?
The Jets game's on the road.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So the Jets are on the road. Dolphins are definitely here. Yeah. So you finished with Brady Cook and Quinn Ewers, I think, unless Fields or Tyrod Taylor or one of those guys are back for the Jets.
Wasn't week two the first time Tua ever lost to the Patriots?
Yeah. And that was.
I don't think he's any good, but like Quinn Ewers?
They already beat them in Miami.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good about the Patriots' chances here, although to your point, they do typically lose to Tua. But that's a positive for them. I had them winning that game either way. And I think they should win out. Like, I'm picking them to win the Ravens game. But when I say I have some concerns about their ability to move on from this game and flush it, I do have concerns about Vrabel and McDaniels and where that stands. And, you know, when your defense is clearly letting the team down and you decide to snipe at the OC, that's just weird. But on top of that, I wonder as well, we spent last week talking about, are the Patriots blueprint proof? And is Drake May, anyway, blueprint proof? And then Buffalo shuts him down in the second
half. They found something. Like,
he looks flummoxed. Yeah. And I'm a little afraid that the Ravens defense that just shut out Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little afraid that the Ravens can take some of that and apply it. So I'm picking the Patriots this weekend.
Yeah.
But the closer we get to the game, the more I am like, I don't like where it's heading.
No, and in fact, if you want to look at the numbers, they were 2.5-point dogs when it opened up. They're 3-point dogs now. So if anything, it's going the other way, right?
It's gone from 2.5 to 3.
Yeah. Hey. So there's that. But we've talked about Drake May over the last couple of days, but maybe not enough because there's been a lot of Vrabel and McDaniels in that discussion, and then even Steph Diggs getting tied into that, and whether that's, you know, somebody like Greg Bedard coming up with that on his own or whether he's being fed that by McDaniels. Regardless, there's been a little bit of Diggs and Diggs' disappointment. People talking about the receivers. Rob Ninkovich talking about the special teams today. Like, there's been a lot of different things, but your MVP quarterback had his worst game. There's also that part. And it looked good early, and a lot of it was him running, and they had a couple really good drives. They put up 24 first-half points. That was great. But then the second half, and if you want to go on quarterback rating, which we have brought up a lot because he was tying all kinds of records, breaking all kinds of records, yeah. And his 100-plus QB rating was through the roof, far and away the lowest QB rating for Drake May. Threw a pick, could have easily thrown another pick, and did nothing.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the second half, except really work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And on the and still, with the defense having a really poor performance, giving up all those touchdowns in a row, they did finally, mercifully get a stop. Got the ball back to Drake May, and it was one of the worst two-minute drills you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, I mean,
so like, he did not have a good game. I expect him to bounce back, but the reality is he was really bad in the second half.
I think this is important to reiterate. So the Patriots, their drives in the second half went three and out. It went seven plays and a pick, which was basically an arm punt, still a pick. One play, 65 yards for a score. And then they go three and out and three and out. Well, turnover on downs, rather. But beyond just what they did for their drives, the chances for Drake May once they went behind. So Buffalo didn't take the lead until 28-24, 10:03 left in the fourth quarter. We've said this a couple of different times this week, but I think it's important to reiterate. And this is after the Bills went 13 for 91. This is after they had Josh Allen, third and goal from the 14. After a penalty, a hold by Vrabel.
Yeah, they called him for a holding.
Wiped out a touchdown. So Buffalo takes the lead. This is the same drive where there was the pass interference on Marcus Jones. Like, you need a big play and a big drive, and they get it. But it wasn't Drake May. It was Travion Henderson on a broken play. Okay? So May didn't do anything on that drive, but they take the lead back. Defense gives up another drive, seven plays, 65 yards. This is where you get the pass interference on Carlton Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Next drive, you're down 35-31. Three and out, sack on second down, where May's holding on to the football. And he has a, I think, off-the-mark throw to Hunter Henry. Henry could have caught it, so I'd split up the blame on that one. The throw wasn't on the mark. Henry should have caught it. Third and 12 to convert it. They don't. You give it back to Buffalo, and as you just said, Keith, they do get a stop. For as bad as the defense was, when you needed a stop, you did get one. You had the ball with 2:54 to go, some timeouts and the two-minute warning, and May did nothing with it. They got five yards and turned it over on downs, and Buffalo wasn't stopped on their final drive, picked up a first down, kneeled down to run out the clock. That's how the game ended, and May does deserve criticism for that. Because you needed your quarterback to come through three different drives, and he didn't do anything on any of those drives when they were training.
No, and even if you want to just boil it down to the very, very last possession that they had, I think Drake May is better than Bo Nix. However, there have been times this year where Bo Nix has been pretty much in that same spot, if not even more drastic, with like less time and with less less timeouts or whatever else, and he has orchestrated scoring drives. Now, the Patriots couldn't win with a field goal or tie with a field goal. I understand that. But like, we've just seen fourth quarter comebacks. He's really fallen off a cliff, but Baker Mayfield, first half of the year, I think they won every game that way. Every single game they found themselves behind early, and he would find a way to win in the fourth quarter. So Drake May, I wasn't ripping him for it because he didn't have any opportunities. They always had the lead in the fourth quarter. So what do you want him to do? You want him to trail just so he can have a comeback drive? Obviously not. But this was an opportunity for him to at least do something. Salvage a bad second half. He got 5 yards, and honestly, it was a bad pass to Mac Hollins. He bailed him out, picked up as many yards as he could, and then they just did nothing the rest of the time.
So I just wonder how Patriots fans would talk about a quarterback like Drake May and what he did in the second half on Sunday if it wasn't your quarterback. And really, truly ask yourself that. How do you talk about Lamar Jackson? How do you talk about Josh Allen? Oh, they're losers. They can't win the big game. They might put up prolific stats, but I can't trust them when it really matters. They've never won anything. Justin Herbert's another one. Oh, what's he ever won? I mean, I hear you talking about these quarterbacks. Yeah. That's how you talk about them.
Yep.
But way back when it was Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning in the early 2000s, well, Brady would come through when it matters, like Nix did, Keith. Mm-hmm. Not to say Bo Nix is Tom Brady.
No.
But,
it's
you know.
Close.
No, like,
he's getting there.
Nix will win these games.
Yeah.
And it's Drake May putting up all the numbers, Peyton Manning style, and then loses that game. Now, look, we don't know how it's going to go in the playoffs yet for Drake May, but if Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen early on, Justin Herbert early on, Peyton Manning 20 years ago, in a big game like this, they were invisible in the second half, how would you talk about them?
Yeah.
What would you say? And I think we probably know the answer. 617-779-7937. He's allowed to have a bad game. But let's at least bring ourselves to say it was a bad game. Mm-hmm. And it was a game to go get the MVP, cement the division, announce yourself as a true Super Bowl contender. And I thought they were. It's shaky after this game. Mm-hmm. And until he goes out and proves it again, at minimum against Baltimore on Sunday night, and going through the postseason, I think it's fair to ask some of those questions. Doesn't mean he can't do it. Mm-hmm. No one's saying he can't do it. But I think it's fair to ask some of those questions. I will continue with your feedback here, 617-779-7937. Red Sox talk at 11 o'clock. Would You Rather is 11:30. The top 10 movies of the year, according to Rich Keefe.
Ooh.
At 11:45, our Best of Dork coming up at the end of the hour. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon, plus Mike Vrabel at 1 o'clock. So a busy, busy day. But we have to get to these Charlie McAvoy comments about the Bruins' improved chemistry.
Huh. Biggest reason for the turnaround this year, according to Charlie McAvoy.
Interesting.
Huh, indeed, yeah. Keith. Huh. Let's get to that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.